Yes, guys, what's good? You're tuned into Manga Masala, Pi Radio South Asian show. My name's Gerns. I'm here with Halima and Simran.
Hey, guys.
Hi.
And welcome to our last episode.
Oh, my God, of the year.
Of 2024. Also, season four, because you know Spotify splits it up by year.
So. Oh, does it?
Well, it does it because I've split it up that way.
Oh, that's cute. Yeah. Season four.
End of season four.
What number episode is this?
47. Of season.
Wow. So we've missed 3 weeks.
Yeah, we must have.
No, wait, 5 weeks.
Well, yeah, because I think we basically just missed July, wasn't it?
Yeah,
well,
we're sick,
47
guys.
Out of 52. Wow.
Yeah, that's very impressive.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're right.
Is this a 47th one or the 48th
this
one?
This is going to be 47.
Yeah, so we missed five weeks only in the whole year. Wow. Big up us.
Wow. Yeah, and that's it. Goodbye.
That's it.
That's the tweet. Simran has been looking up on ChatGPT for some things for us to discuss because the last time that I did this, it really didn't work. But
I can't exactly say that it's worked this time around, but I can quick fire some of these.
You're giving off. I thought we were giving off the impression that we painstakingly, choose really elevated topics of discussion, and now you're telling everyone that we're on ChatGPT.
I think anyone that's made it to series 4 episode 47 probably knows that that's not the case, but
fine, fair enough.
Yeah, go on then, Simran, what are we going to discuss today?
Here are some engaging Christmas themes for a podcast: the history of Christmas.
Oh, interesting.
Christmas spirit and kindness, sustainable Christmas. You can tell that these are just buzzwords.
Yeah.
This one probably would work if we had, the best and worst Christmas gifts. The psychology of Christmas.
That sounds like your bag.
It's like, what? And then it's about health in the holiday season and
stress. Cool.
And I was like, oh, okay, that makes sense. I'm just going, Christmas in a post-COVID world.
Interesting. I think Christmas in a COVID world was interesting, not necessarily post-COVID. But
yeah, I suppose it's gone back to normal. Yeah. And then I said, what about for a 2024 wrap-up? And they said the first thing, ironically, was Christmas in the age of AI and technology.
Wow.
I feel like we've discussed too much AI recently.
Mm.
But the irony of asking AI and then AI tells me to talk about AI.
Such a pick me. itself.
It's so self-aware.
Kind of same thing. Post-pandemic sustainability, mental health, social media, right. Globalization.
Right, this is not fun Christmas topics.
What is your guys' Christmas routines? What do you have? You obviously, I'm guessing you've grown up always celebrating Christmas.
Yeah.
Simran, have you?
I've always celebrated Christmas. Yeah.
Oh, really? Not okay, first.
In a religious way, obviously, but
I think most people don't celebrate in a
just
religious
as
way.
A tradition. Yeah. I feel like my Christmas is I've never had two of the same Christmases. Only maybe last year and this year are set to be kind of similar.
What do you do usually?
I feel like they're always so different because normally I've had a few Christmases in Australia because I've got Australian family, so cool because obviously it's 40 degrees, you're on the beach, you have a barbecue instead of a roast dinner, that's really
that sounds very my odd. Idea of heaven.
It's very much not what we associate with Christmas in the slightest. But you kind of jazz it up with Christmas films, you do the tree, you do presents and stuff, that stuff's all the same. But yeah, definitely weird catching a tan.
It's
December
that.
But honestly,
I find that insane, by the way, just the idea of a southern hemisphere. I do find kind of crazy sometimes. I sit and I think about Australia and I'm like, I can't believe that's real. I can't believe Australia is a real thing and it's not just made up. Actually, I'm not entirely sure that I do believe that it's real. I feel like
me neither.
I feel like Australia is a conspiracy theory. I feel like people I've never seen it. Have you ever seen Australia? I haven't. I feel like it's a made up place.
To be confirmed.
Isn't it insane?
Well, I mean, Simran's literally been there.
I can't confirm or deny that it's real.
Exactly. She might have, the plane might have landed somewhere else.
Fair enough.
Isn't that insane?
Maybe I'm in cahoots. with the people that made it up.
Like, it's their summer right now.
Guys, I'm just deep. This is exactly the type of conspiracy stuff that the people that are commenting on my Instagram.
Oh, my God. Australia is not real. And here we go. Oh, my God. Carlos's voice note this morning, guys. Like, please stop commenting idiotic things in our comments because it really riles Carlos up. And then I get videos of him growling and voice notes of him growling in my ear. And I'm like, this is not what I wanted to hear.
Oh, I'm sorry to interrupt your day of doing nothing as an unemployed person with my growling.
What have you been doing? Simon, how was your day? What have you been doing? Let's compare it.
Oh, you know what? So basically, guys, I've been unemployed for like 5-6 months now. It's actually crazy how fast
mine is coming up to a year next week. Isn't that crazy?
But I don't know if you can relate, Halima. I'm gonna say that you probably can't. If I had to guess. But I've not had an existential crisis yet, and I'm really proud of myself for it.
I have an existential crisis every day.
I'm so every day. Shocked that I haven't. I was thinking about it last night, and I was lying in bed, and I was like, I haven't freaked out yet.
No,
and
but I was having...
I'm a control freak. Like, I'm such a busybody. Like, I'm such a control freak. I need things to be ordered. I need things to have direction, especially just my life in general. I've been such a weirdo and type A when it comes to that kind of stuff. So the fact that I've had 6 months of just jobless freedom and I haven't had a breakdown yet.
Impressive. Well done.
I feel like that's a sign that you needed it.
But also, like, you're not having this time off aimlessly. Like, firstly, it's not like you got fired and you want a job. Like, you purposely quit because you intentionally wanted time off. And also, you know exactly what your next steps are going to be and you know exactly when that's going to come. So, like, there's no need.
I was saying, like, I think, because obviously I know the specific direction I want my career to take. The time that I can probably predict and tell you guys for sure that a mental breakdown will be pending is if I make an application and I get rejected. I reckon, and obviously rejection is natural. Everyone that I know that's gone through a job hunt has had countless rejections, but I just know that is the moment it's going to come crashing down when I realize that it's not as easy as I think it's going to be.
When you start applying, probably you might.
Well, you can't get rejected if you don't apply.
So. That's true. Carlos, that's not what I want to hear. That's not what I need to hear right now.
Great
Carlos.
Advice. But I think I had such an easy ride with my first job where I was still studying. I didn't have an urgent need to get the job. I applied for the first job I applied for, I got. Do you know what I mean?
I was exactly like that.
Yeah.
I was exactly like that.
Yeah, I'm still confused as to how you just walked into your job, considering that it was nothing to do with, like, what you've done previously.
Mine wasn't even a grad scheme, and it had nothing to do with what I studied, my experience, anything. Yeah. I just got it off the basis of the lightning in my interview.
Yeah, firms like that, they do like to take, like, a range of people from a range of backgrounds.
Academically minded.
I guess so.
But yeah, I'm very proud of myself thus far.
What have you been doing?
I think the last... What's the date today? The last month, I would say, I have actually relaxed for the first time. I've been busy up until then that I just feel like... I've had 4 holidays, a really close wedding, a funeral. Like, it's just been... It's been absolutely... like, just nuts the last few months. But I feel like even without a job, I've not had any time to rest. I've not had any time to do the things I set out to do or whatever. But I feel like now it's Christmas time, so no one gets anything done. And then in the new year, I want to obviously, the job hunt will have to start at some point. I can't live in denial any longer. Gym, need to start. And then I've been really toying with the idea of making makeup videos again. So I think
I think you should do it.
You should.
I think, you know, oh, guys, you're going to be so proud of me. You know how I always talk to you guys and I say, like, yeah, I'm just so scared of, like, what other people are going to think. And, like, I don't want to post it and someone from my hometown sees it and they clown me, whatever. I don't think I care anymore.
Well, I would like to think so after 4 years of doing this, like, putting out random stuff onto the internet.
I think, do you know what my fear is? Do you know what it is? It's because I feel, and this is obviously wrong, what I'm about to say is completely just crap, but, like, I feel like it's cool if you get a lot of views and likes and stuff. If you get like, if you put bare effort into it and get 2 likes, then it's not cool.
No,
I think, but that is like a delayed gratification problem with our generation, where we have like instant gratification for everything, that we don't know what it is to kind of like have to be a bit patient and a bit resilient. And to be fair, like I've seen it like firsthand with our platform, like our radio show. Like we have been going for like 4 years, and the growth has been more exponential than it has been steady. Like we went 100%. From like the first year was like super slow, then it was kind of picked up a bit, and then it picked up more, then it picked up more. Do you know what I mean? Like it just gets faster.
I actually think I think it was exponential, but over a period of time,
longer like, period of time. Yeah,
it was actually, I think it was actually the first year was actually decent, then the second and third year were a bit slow, and then this year in terms of following is actually, I was looking the other day and I realized that we've actually
We started
the year under 3K and we're now on 6.5.
Wow, so, more than double.
Wait, where do you get those stats from?
I looked back on our WhatsApp the other day. I was being sad and I was starring the messages to try
and
find.
I have the one starred where I said, here's to 4K by summer.
Yeah.
And now we're about to touch, 6.5? We're on 6.4 right now.
We're about to do 6.6. This is the thing, like it sounds sad when we're talking about this, but also
it is
nice to kind of feel we're still gaining followers even though people are arguing about us apparently bootlicking the BBC, but you know,
because that's exactly what we're about. Like we're so pro-establishment here, guys.
Yeah,
listen to any episodes.
It's the thing that what really like I found funny was the person that commented about like Stephen Bartlett has been giving other people a voice. I was like, literally look back at the like 4 seasons of this show and what do you think we've been doing? Like and it's like, I understand people's concerns.
He's giving them a voice. No, he's giving them a flipping commerce market. Shut up.
Exactly. This is the thing. Like, I just don't understand how they think that even if we were like bootlicking the establishment, how them bootlicking Stephen Bartlett is any different.
Literally. Like,
but anyway.
Carlos really just needs to get that off his chest.
Yeah, no, I'm just, you know what? There were so many times where I was like, should I say something on the story? And I was just like, actually, no, I can't be bothered. Like, the people...
You have to learn to have thick skin.
The people that get it. And the people that don't,
That's it.
That's just the theme of our comment section continually.
Yeah, it is.
Natural selection.
And I think as well, it's kind of the... It's the output of, like, what the algorithm causes. It's not necessarily going to who your audience is.
Exactly.
It's going to land where it lands and people are going to say their piece.
Exactly. Yeah. And also, guys... All publicity is good publicity.
That's it,
flipping out.
Well, I think on Instagram that can be the case. On TikTok, no, there have been instances where we've had to just turn off comments on TikTok.
Yeah, let me not even.
It's more time. More time is when people get weirdly personal, obviously racist and actually harmful stuff is being said. But it's, I think a couple times it is when people turn on each other in the comments and then it gets really weird.
Mm.
And then it's like, this is time to just...
I don't mind that much. I'm not going to lie. Like, whatever has got nothing to do with me. It's the ones where they're coming to like flipping brain fart in our comments. That's the one that annoys me so much. Oh my God.
It's really opened up a world to me that I didn't really know existed a few years ago.
Truly.
Well, I think because otherwise you do kind of just live within your own social media echo chamber. But I think actually delivering content on social media actually opened your eyes to all the other kind of dimensions of it. But yeah, here we are. On that note, maybe we should take a leaf out of the AI book and do a little bit of our own 2024 Wrapped. Any highlights from the past year? Because I feel like...
Show related or life related?
Can be both. I feel like we maybe briefly discussed this in the anniversary, but not properly. Like, let's focus like purely on like 2024, like both show and life related. What's everyone?
Like, well, contrary to Simran, I have been exalted in a year-long existential crisis that just does not seem to end. Bad place to start. However, I have done a lot of traveling this year and I've been to like really amazing places. My highlight every single year, just traveling. I think the long trip that I did, the 3-month trip that I did at the start of the year, that was amazing. I went to like Philippines, Maldives, I went to Colombia this year. I finished a lot of Europe. That was fun.
I love how much you sound like, because you're, I know, because you're the exact opposite of it as well, how much you sound like gap year people. You're like, oh, I finish Europe. I'm going
to finish. It's because I wanted to, guys, I do try to like, I do try to collect countries like Infinity Stones. Have
you got an app on your phone that does
Yeah,
that?
I do.
Yeah.
I do. It's called Bean.
Yeah, exactly. I saw it on someone's story the other day, so I downloaded it, even though I've literally barely been anywhere, but I was like, that's really cool. I want
Look, you do go away.
But like, I don't really.
I feel like you started to.
But again, I think it's mostly to do with Mianka. I think if I was.
You just follow Mianka, that's
yeah,
true.
Yeah, like a sad puppy that's dog. True. Yeah, that's me. And again, I'm already going to at least two places next year that I've already been anyway.
So where?
Going to Miami to see family there. Oh, and then also to India for a wedding if they let me
nice.
In.
But,
yeah.
If they let you in.
I mean, oh yeah. We'll discuss the India thing later, but before we do that, Simran, any peaks and pits of 2024 for you?
Probably my highlight is literally just leaving my job. I think.
Wow.
Like, I think it's more just to be like, you guys know me and how like anal I can be about certain things and how like I always thought my life was going to follow this plan and just being like, you know what? Can I swear?
Mm-hmm. It's fine. Halima's already sworn.
Being like, fuck all that. And just actually just kind of having like time off to unlearn all of that stuff that I thought was so important in my head, and it's just not, because no one cares. Literally,
and
no one
and still
cares
landing on your feet, still landing on your feet and still being yeah. happy.
Yeah, like no one even cares that I'm unemployed. Like, I feel like no, like everyone I've met has literally just been like, I love this for you. I yeah. don't even know you, but I'm so happy for you. Like,
It is actually a privilege to be able to do it. Like, Quadri always says to me, like, I'm so, like, he calls me all kinds of bum, but he then eventually says it's because I'm jealous of you.
Yeah.
Like, it is definitely, it's a privilege to be able to take this time off and, like, actually just relax. Yeah. What about you?
Peak would be, I suppose, getting a non-freelance
yeah.
job. I think because I wasn't necessarily pining for it, but it was a nice change. And looking back on
it's
things,
your exact passion and your exact like skills.
Yeah, exactly. Well. Like I fit in nicely to it. It's stable income, and it means that I'm not having to worry about, oh, have I actually got work and this and that. And also, gives me more routine. Remember when I could record whenever.
Yeah, 12 p.m.
Oh my god, yeah. All of our lives have switched places this year.
They actually have. But apart from that, pits, I don't know. What's been a pit?
What's been a what?
It's been a pit. Like a low light. It's good to not have any.
I mean, yeah, nothing is sticking out.
You got your house done as well this year?
Yes. Painted. Yeah. Finally gave a bit more character to the place, which is
the
nice.
The lovely wallpaper behind us that Mianka will love to take credit for.
Yeah. I was Carlos a bit skeptical, but yeah.
Guys, what's your like goal for 2025?
Oh my god.
Well, I think an obvious one is continuous growth for us.
Yeah.
But aside from that,
what personal goals?
I think I'd like to feel a bit more settled in life. I still feel now that I'm still like settling into this job and trying to figure out everything, and like I'm still running around all the time. I never feel like I'm actually like I'm always thinking about the next thing, which I understand maybe is a bit like
I was gonna say that might just be adult life.
I know,
mate.
But like I just want it to be a bit less of that and a bit more like I actually have like maybe one evening a week where actually I can just be like I'm just gonna have a bit of me time.
Cool,
and that's
because
currently
I would say like. Probably for like a lot of listeners, like if you're listening right now, that's probably very refreshing to hear. Like, obviously, you're 28, you're married, you have your own place, you've got a secure job, and you still feel like there's something to be chased or something to settle in more. And like, it's probably quite a relatable thing, is what I mean.
Mm. Yeah, true.
Yeah. Anyone else's goals for 2025?
Oh my god, if I start now, I will not stop. I realize, guys, I've been doing a lot of I'm always thinking. Sometimes I think too much. But scarily, when the clock turns 2025, Carlos mentioned it last week, I will be able to say that I'm 30 next year, which is sickening. It is sickening. How old was we when we started this show? 20,
24.
We just turned, both of us have just turned 24. Yeah. And next year we'll be able to say I'm turning 30. And I started seriously thinking about a 30 before 30 list. Because I'd never ever thought about, I'm not, you know, I'm like the opposite of Simran. You know how Simran, you're saying like you're very anal and you know your goals and your priorities and blah, blah, blah. I'm the complete opposite. I'm just like a wing it, like, let's just go with the flow. We'll see when we get there. Kind of have vague ideas of what I want to do and don't really commit to them and whatever. I realize now I'm about to hit 30. I think I'm gonna sit down and do a 30 before 30 list.
Yeah, I do it.
Yeah, and I think...
Can you share it?
Huh?
Will you share it on here?
Yeah, yeah, I could share it. Carlos, you should do one as well. We should do... Or we could do it like a separate TikTok video or something.
But then it have to be big things, Carlos. It could just be like, I don't know.
It has to be things that I haven't done, right?
Yeah, like I know one of mine would be like to run a half marathon.
if you could see Carlos's face, it's just out of interest. Like the other day, like I heard you say that you don't run. So like, how far?
How far have you run?
What's the furthest you've run previously? I don't run at all.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I really want to because I've been like really good in the gym. I've been really, really, really touch wood. Allah, please don't jinx it. Please, it's taken me so like I've worked so hard to like get consistent and like become like really start to enjoy the gym. So I think that I want to start running. I've always wanted to run and I'm like, now's the time. Or maybe I won't do a half marathon and I'll do like an Everest base camp or something. My dad's done that with no training.
I just feel like maybe let's start at 5K. Like,
I do flip a 5K every day.
But how far can you run?
5K is like my warm up in the gym.
Right.
Yeah, what the hell?
Very quickly.
I actually can't do that. Like, literally the furthest that I've ever run is like probably 5K. Honestly.
Yeah, I'm not going to lie. I haven't gone beyond that. Yeah. But like, I haven't tried
to either. But that feels like, ugh.
Yeah, true, Fez.
Yeah. Simran, on the other hand, just runs around.
No. I haven't run. My life got better when I stopped running because all my joints and stuff started liking me more.
No, but also people say, so this is the thing, right? I'm a bit conflicted. I don't know if I should actually start running because I'm also doing like bodybuilding. Like I lift weights. That's what I really enjoy in the gym is like lifting.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to get like really strong. I'm trying to be like a muscle mommy.
You're doing exactly what I did when I was a muscle mommy 2 years ago.
Yeah. But then people say that running is not good.
It's not bad though. I think it's just, it might slow you down, but it's not going to stop you from getting anywhere. Yeah. And like aesthetically, if you run and lose fat through it, then obviously you'll look more muscular.
Yeah.
But you're doing the exact same thing that I did, the muscle mummy to running pipeline.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know if I will do the running, but we'll see.
I love being strong. I want to get strong again. Now that's I want to be really strong.
Like,
yeah, I got weirdly strong. I was so proud of myself a few years ago because I wasn't studying for my master's. I was just going to the gym. My flatmate had to have an intervention with me. I'm like, you seriously, gym's always going to be there. Your degree is not. You need to start studying.
Yeah, I want to be really strong.
Oh, so much fun. I love being strong.
Mm.
You need time. Like you need to like actually put so much time and hit protein and stuff like that. Yeah.
That's, oh my God, that's what I'm struggling with so much. I literally tweeted it the other day. Like gym is the easy part. Trying to get your protein intake as someone who doesn't
just
eat seafood.
Diet in general, I'll be honest.
Yeah, no, but for me, I'm struggling so much because I don't eat seafood and I don't eat red meat. I struggle so much with my protein. Like it's chicken.
I don't eat
chicken breast
really
a clear way.
Either. In it.
But how much of that can I eat in a day?
Do you eat tuna?
No, I don't eat any. I don't eat seafood.
What was I going to say? Oh, I should probably say this on the pod because then it will hold me accountable. But I think I'm going to do 75 hard next year at the beginning of the year.
Oh, I was just about to say that. That's so crazy. I want to do that from January as well.
Would you like to
do it?
Should
we do it all together? Carlos, come on.
I'm not doing
that. Carlos, don't want to do
why?
It.
No, I'm not doing it. Okay, you can do 75 soft.
I'm just sticking to my own thing.
Oh,
thank you.
I'll tell you this right now, though. I'm going to do it, but I'm not going to read no book.
I will read. I need to.
You can read
my 20
pages for me then.
You know
it's
what I did?
To be 10. You can 10 read 20
pages day, yeah.
You know what I did do earlier today, actually, for the first, well, not the first time, but the first time in a while, is I did Raw Dog the gym. Like, no.
Oh, sorry. I just won't go.
No. What? I'm the opposite. No, no. I can't.
It took me ages to get there because of traffic. And then I realized when I'm on headphones, I was like, no, I need to still do it.
Oh,
admittedly,
now.
I did do a shorter session, but it wasn't as bad as I thought it was going
to
be.
Guys, I'm the opposite. I can't listen to anything in the gym. I get so overstimulated. You know what I realized as an ADHD life hack the other day? Again, I tweeted this, but
Do you find that, like, the headphones don't zone you out, like they put you into a zone though? Because I feel like without headphones, the gym music, the sound of the weights, people having conversations, that would overwhelm me.
No, I'm the opposite. Like, I get overstimulated because I'm like exercising, I'm sweaty, I'm hot, I'm out of breath, and then I've got flipping music in my ear. Like, I cannot handle it. Like, you know what I realized as well the other day, you know, like with ADHD people, like, you daydream a lot. I figured that I don't need external stimulation. I don't need music. I don't need a show. Yeah. I just send myself on a daydream. Like, and I realized that that's how I've been getting through, like, pretty intense cardio. It's just like sending myself on a daydream. Mm. And it's like, it works. It's really helpful.
I can relate to that. Like, I don't think that I, like, go down that same route, but when I'm running, it is like when I start thinking about things. And admittedly, like, for
before
example,
you know, the time is gone.
Yeah. And, like, for example, during the wedding, I would always put the dance music on and imagine the dances in my head. And then by the time that I'd got to the end of it, it was like 2-3 minutes later. And I literally the whole time I was like focused on, okay, it's going to do this and then this and this. Like,
yeah. Oh my God. In an alternative universe, I am like Rihanna's backup dancer. That's my fantasy on the treadmill. I could put on that kind of music, like 2000s pop, and I'm on stage.
That's good. But yeah, no, I literally can't. Even the sensation of the headphone on me sometimes is...
I do get the feeling of, especially if it's those ones, but then these ones,
no,
they're
even
just
them.
The AirPods.
No, even them.
Slip out and that's too much.
I can't handle it. I can't handle that overstimulation and just need to have nothing. But no, I want to do 75 hard, Simran. I'll do it with you.
I'm not doing it on the 1st of Jan, though. 2nd of Jan, I'll start.
Okay. What does that take you till?
It takes me... So basically, I think if you're doing it straight, it takes you to like the 16th, 17th of March or something.
Oh, that's so calm. That's half of Ramadan. That's halfway through
But
Ramadan.
I'm going to Prague in January. So those are 3 days that I'm having off and I'm going to add those 3 days.
I'm going to be flipping going somewhere as well.
Some would say
I'm chopping those days off and I'm adding them on to the end.
That doesn't sound very hard. That sounds very copping out.
That sounds
only 3 days.
That sounds very accommodating my lifestyle.
That sounds very sustainable lifestyle change.
It's giving do everything in moderation.
Exactly. What are your goals? 75 hard goals.
75 hard goals, to be honest, is to get back into weightlifting, to stick to a routine, obviously lose weight.
You need to lose weight.
Mm-hmm.
You look good. Strong. You do. Oh my God.
I'm blessed.
Stupid girl.
I would love to get strong. Stronger. And also, I think as well, like, this maybe could be a talking topic for another episode, but like, gym, I want to get more comfortable with the gym because I've been to a lot of gyms over the years, right? From living in different cities and stuff. And there isn't any gym quite like the one near where I live. It's awful. And it scares me. I've never been scared of a gym before. I used to hear girls talk about like gym anxiety and I used to be like, really? Like, gym's not that scary. Like, just go when it's not busy and build up your confidence and blah, blah, blah. This gym is scary. Really? And also like half my high school goes. And I just don't know, it's not a good environment for actually wanting to like get a good workout in. I just get nervous and I'm just like, oh, I want
to
go.
Yeah, that's why I pay extra to go to R1 because there's a women's gym and I've never worked out in a non-women's gym.
Is it a gym? Wait, is it the one that you go to, Carlos?
No, it's the one that Bianca...
No, it's
not.
Oh,
I know which one. I know which one.
It's near his house, near Parswood.
Yeah. I know which one.
What you just said has just made me realize something. You know how you're saying, like, oh yeah, half my high school goes to that gym. I just realized I can't remember the last time where I like randomly bumped into someone
from high school. Same.
Yeah, or just run. I feel like I don't do that. I don't know if that's just a telling that I don't really go out, but like, I also like, I'm just thinking, surely I should have bumped into someone by now, and I just haven't. It's weird. Watch it happen now.
See, that's what I mean. Like, I have such, it's such a fake fear because I rarely do see people, but it's just more of a mental thing than anything else.
I think for women, like, you do have to be comfortable. Like, I wouldn't feel comfortable, like, lifting weights and squatting and having to take my top off if I need to, like, in a room full of men. Yeah. Like
half of the gym is, like, burly. And I know, like, the big, bulky men, like, they're not actually scary, but these ones are.
Yeah.
Or, like, it will be, like, and also, as well, the gym is tiny for the amount of people that use it. It will be, like, 6 high schoolers around one machine, and they're on it for 45 minutes. You can't even get a workout in if you tried.
And my gym, I love my gym so much because it's always quiet. Like, there are so many times where I'm literally the only person in there. Love it. I love that gym. I've been going on and off since I've been, like, 18 to that specific gym.
I love that. So, yeah, I think that's probably another goal, is just to get comfortable with the gym.
Yeah.
What's yours?
Go, guys, I'm going to be honest with you. I need to transform my whole motherfucking life. My life needs to be, this time next year, my life needs to be unrecognizable. Like, it needs to be unrecognizable.
Can we save this episode so we can all watch ourselves back in a year?
No, I'm being serious. Can I swear? I'm swearing anyway.
Yeah,
I need to sort my fucking sleep out, man. I'm fucking fed up of this shit. I've been trying for the past 2 decades to sort my sleeping out. I can't do it. I need to do it. It's enough.
I love how that's literally since you were 8 years old.
I've never had good sleep in my life. I don't remember ever having good sleep in my life. I need to sort it. Like, it's ruining my life. It's actually ruining my life. Because, like, it impacts everything. Your sleep impacts everything. Your productivity, like, your plans for the day, everything.
Is it the time that you're sleeping or is it the amount that you're sleeping?
The time. I can't sleep early.
But you know what? That's not bad. It's, you know, when it's in the winter, then it gets tough. Because then when you're not seeing that much daylight and stuff like that,
it's not. But you know what my problem is? Is that, like, usually some people can do that and it's fine because they do everything later on in the day. Mm-hmm. But me, I also retire in the evening the same way as people that woke up 5 hours before me. That's what my problem is. My number one thing this year is I need to sort out my sleep. Number one. Secondly, I need to get fit. I need to get healthy. Like, I really want to focus on my health. I'm not going to say any aesthetic goals because I just want to be, like, super strong. But it would be nice if I could lose some of the extra fluff. I need to make money as well.
Oh.
Like, I need to.
I forgot what it's like to have money.
Guys, I think I was going to go to London. This is another one of my 30 before 30. I think I need to buy a house. Yeah, no, here. So, you know, I was going to go to London. I think I'm not going to go now. I think I want to stay here and just firm it and just, like, save, like, 90% of my paycheck every month and then just buy a house.
Yeah.
That's what I think I'm going to do.
I agree, actually. I'm sure you do. Maybe you won't be driving around all the time.
I'm sure you do. Oh, I still will. Yeah. But, yeah, that's literally, what my...
Where do you reckon you try to buy?
Like, anywhere in these areas. I'd love Didsbury, Cholton. I'd love that area.
We'd all love that. It's the most expensive.
But it's so expensive. I wouldn't mind, like, Withington. I know Mac has just bought in Withington.
I don't know if you'd want us putting us out there, but yeah.
Sorry, Mac.
I'll remove it.
Oldley
Edge. Good luck with that.
Yeah, good luck with Oldley Edge.
So pretty there, though.
It is. It's very nice. But yeah, I'd love that kind of like, it will be like south, but further north than where we are.
Yeah.
That would be ideal.
Can't wait.
Get married. I need to get married. I need to put my family out of their misery. I need to get married.
Carlos, will you do 75 hard with us?
No, I'm not going to do 75.
Did you say 75
soft?
No, I'm not. Leave me alone. I'm very happy with my own thing that I'm doing.
Do it for the content, Carlos.
What content?
Like, we could vlog.
We could do like a three-way weekly transformation.
Yeah, you, like weekly catch-up.
You two do that. I'm okay, fine. Bad. I'm not doing that.
Yeah, those are mine. Mine is sleep, get fit, lose weight, make money, buy a house.
Oh, mine are probably going to be like health and my sleep as well. just all that rubbish. Gym, get some bands, get my bands back up. Yeah, get a job. Not so much get a job, more just start my career. That sounds better.
Cool. Good
Very
goals.
good.
Carlos? Not
Yeah.
75 hard.
Not 75. My goal is just to continue on the health journey that I've been on. I think, like, definitely over the course of, I don't know, the past 6 months maybe, I've been relatively consistent, which has been nice.
That's good.
Other than
Yeah,
that,
you have been.
yeah, I think just like what I was saying about feeling more settled, I think that's my main goal for
Nice.
2025. Just feeling a bit more, yes, I'm in control of my life and this is that, like a bit more in a sense of a routine rather than running around everywhere like a headless
You know
chicken.
what? The older you get and the more things you have to juggle with, you realize how important routine is.
Yeah.
Like, it is genuine, it's the absolute backbone of like everything. Is having a routine. Like, if a good routine will set you up for life, it will set you up for success. And a bad routine or no routine will set you up for failure. That's me right now. That's where I'm at. I'm failing. I'm not failing, but I do need to have a
You're not
routine.
failing.
I do need to have a routine
It's
though.
good to embrace being a bum though while you have the time to be a bum. And then but at least you have the clarity to acknowledge like you want to get your shit together at some point.
I think my is manga here. Mine is I think mine is like you know how Simon how you're saying that it's been like half a year and you're still kind of fine, whatever. I think mine is like it was good, it was necessary, it was needed. I did it intentionally, I got what I wanted out of it, but now it's like it's enough now. It's enough.
Yeah,
Do
I
you know what I
think it
mean?
will. Like, I think, yeah, I think even for me, like, for anyone, it would reach a natural point where you're like, okay, cool,
Exactly.
I've had enough. It served its purpose, and now it's
Exactly.
time for me to, like,
The money is
actually move on to
finished.
something else.
I need to
And
replenish
that.
it.
And
That's what it is with me.
that.
I've finished the money. The money is gone.
Now that we've done all of our wishy-washy, these are my goals, the 2025 stuff. Let's get back to what this show is all really about. Red Vibes Island. I saw this pop up and I actually sent it on the group because I was like, we need to talk about this week, before I forget. British Sikhs are being stopped at airport and questioned about their attitudes towards India.
Why?
That full stop.
What the
That's
fuck
it. That's
for?
it. That's the tweet. So, a number of British Sikhs have been stopped and questioned at length when re-entering the UK. They've been questioned about basically whether Sikh should be granted their own homeland in South Asia.
They're trying to see are you terrorist or not? That's what they're trying to
Honest,
do.
I thought this was an Indian airport. No,
No, it's in the
babes. Here.
UK.
Here. They're trying to see like which one can we say is a terrorist. That's genuine
I'm
what they're doing.
aghast.
Yeah, it's crazy.
The thing that struck me was this kind of like, it really made me deep as well, like who we see as being a quote unquote terrorist. Do you know what I mean? Like, just because the Khalistani movement as well, like, it just make I'm just kind of shocked
One
that
man's terrorist is another
terrorist
man's
is another man's freedom fighter.
Is what we're saying here, but that's what they're doing. Like we know the Khalistani, the Free Khalistan movement is a movement that's seated in objectives of freedom and independence and self-determination. But obviously, the Indian kind of mainstream media and politics is presenting it as like an issue of terrorism, and I think that has obviously managed to trickle down into kind of like the British perception and conceptualization of.
What in the international policy is going on that British airport staff are doing
But
that here?
I think it's because Brit like the Brits have such a what do you call it? A claustrophobia towards any kind of like protest or dissent or kind of whatever that they see a pipeline. Of like kind of if you are for Khalistan, then you perhaps need to be watched because you might be the kind of person to go out and
Yeah,
like.
I think that really makes sense because before I was just thinking, well, why would they possibly be questioning Sikh people because they haven't, like, there's literally been nothing that's really, there's nothing of note really. There's not been any mass Sikh brawl or something like that.
But
what there has been is the situation in Canada where Hardeep Singh Nijjar was shot. I think that was earlier this year, I want to say. And I think we spoke briefly on that because Simran and I be bringing it to the conversation, saying it's crazy what's going on in Canada. And I think it says here that one man had been stopped and held at Manchester Airport for several hours on his way back from Turkey, during which he was asked...
Oh, that's crazy. They're not even going to India.
During which he was asked what his views were on Sikhism, on the partition of India, and on Nijjar's death in Canada.
Oh, that is insane.
Get me in an airport and ask me those questions, please. I will take all of your time.
That is insane. That is actually insane. Like, that's so presumptuous. Like, how can you draw a pipeline between, like you're even asking about, like, religion. You're asking about, like, theology. What do you think about Sikhism? It's not even, like, what do you think about Khalistan? It's what do you think about Sikhism?
It's the fact as
and
well.
And you're just intertwining the two and just having later billing it all as one thing. No, but also, exactly. What is even the point? Like, what's the consequence? What's deemed a good response and a bad response, and then what's the consequence for giving a bad one?
I think they might be like flagging people. I'm not gonna lie. I think they might be. In my opinion, I think they might be flagging people to kind of. I think that they're afraid of some kind of pending regionalism or communal violence, perhaps, and that's what they're trying to.
And I think it is because Sikhs are getting murdered, like Hardeep Singh Nijjar was murdered, and also in the UK last June, Sikh activist Avtar Singh Kunder died after complaining that Indian police were harassing him over the phone and threatening his family in Punjab.
But you know what's crazy? You just said, oh, I think it's because Sikh people are being like killed in the Khalistan movement. But it's so funny because in this kind of, in this instance, they're made out to be like the aggressors and the perpetrators from like the British perceptualization of things.
Because obviously we know in
India that's the case. What I'm saying, that has trickled down and that has informed the British conceptualization of things now, where even in the eyes of like the British law, like Sikh people are kind of people of interest for their freedom movement, which is crazy because I wonder if they're asking Indian Hindus the same thing.
Exactly. What do you think on the partition of India?
Exactly. I wonder how many Indian Hindus have been asked, what do you think about Khalistan? None. Probably, most likely. Crazy. Crazy.
It's a scary time.
And it's the fact as well that it is actually preying on vulnerable people, because especially elder people who maybe don't know their entire rights, who are being told to hand over their phones and to give passwords and whatnot.
So scary.
I think I saw something.
Welcome
about
to the club. Discrimination airports.
But this is what we were said before, and we've said before, like, the best example is 9/11, how the first brown person to be killed after 9/11 was a Sikh person, because they just get pulled in every single time.
We are just wrongly targeted. Not that any of the targeting is okay, but we have just historically, we are just wrongly targeted for a lot of things.
Yeah.
Not funny, but you don't
know. They can't flip and tell the difference between Muslims and Sikhs.
And it's just ignorance.
A brown person with a head covering, that's the terrorist.
Yeah.
Can't catch a break, man.
So, but yeah, anyone who's seek solidarity, and obviously maybe extend this information to your family members, just in case you're traveling, to make them aware.
Coming back from places like Turkey, it's the fact that they just went on holiday.
Yeah. It just entering the UK, that's the
issue.
They've got a
Khalistani terrorist cell in Antalya. That's what's going on. You got them.
It's like this, I just don't even know what to say anymore. But hopefully it doesn't go on for very long. So this is just ridiculous, surely. What even is the backing behind this? Who implemented this into airports? Like, who said this was the threat and, like, we're going to crack down on this?
I reckon it's probably a statement from the Home Office being like, this is what, kind of, there's bubbling tensions that have spilled out into diaspora. Airports would have used that to kind of, like, create some kind of policy of questioning. And then this is what we get.
And it's crazy because what happened in Canada, a lot of the discourse around it was basically saying, like, don't bring international affairs onto Canadian soil, don't bring it over here. Like, you know, it's about what's happening in India. Don't bring it over into Canada. It's not relevant here. But then if you have people that are stopping you at the border, and obviously someone in government who's implemented a scheme themselves,
You're
and it's
bringing it
trickling
over
down
here.
from the top, you brought it here. You started it. Anyway. When's my next holiday? Kind of thing.
Simran, go with the 10-page
When am I
document.
next?
10-page
When am I next to an
document.
airport?
Book a holiday
Oh,
just for that.
you want to ask me questions? When does your shift finish?
Literally.
I got time.
It's mad as well because think about like what happened last August. In fact, that's probably a pit of 2024. If we're gonna give anything, what
Oh,
happened?
the riots,
But
yeah.
think about that. After that happened, were they questioning anyone who's like skinhead white? Like, what are your
And
thoughts
how
on white
can you be
nationalism?
mad? Sorry, but how can you be mad if that radicalizes you? If that radicalizes someone because they didn't feel safe entering their own country after going on holiday in a completely unrelated country, if that then angers someone, there's a history of discrimination there.
Yeah, well, that's it's the same thing as when people end up joining ISIS and stuff, isn't it? A lot of the time, it's because they've been excluded and kind of prodded and already seen as that they end up getting pushed towards extremist ideologies anyway. So a lot of the time, it is
Oh, you're telling me.
the preconceptions that end
You're
up.
telling me. I know.
So, yeah.
Good
Bad
times.
vibes indeed.
Well, to finish on another bad vibes thing, I thought we'd just quickly cover, because I'm surprised that we haven't talked about it before, but the case of the Manchester 10, because Halima sent this on the chat last week. For those that don't know, it concerns 10, I'll say boys, because I think they were boys at the time that this happened, 10 boys who were. Received various jail sentences following the death of a 17-year-old, I believe he was, obviously 16, based following the death of a teenager in November 2020. So this teenager was stabbed and killed, and following his death, a number of his friends and acquaintances started or talked in a group chat about. How they were feeling. A couple of them said, "Oh, I think it's this person that did it. It's that person that did it." Made a couple of like threats in the chat. Nothing actually came of the threats that were made in the chat. No one who was mentioned in the chat was actually harmed. Nothing came of it. However, the 10 people in this chat have since received jail sentences for basically conspiracy to murder. Purely based on their
That is
text messages.
insane. That is insane. That's crazy. And wasn't it because they were sharing like drill lyrics or something?
Yeah, it was like a lot of it was like that their love for, I think it's M something, is like a drill
M24.
group. Yeah. So let me just get the information up. Sorry, so cons four teenagers. Sorry, I think it's four teenagers.
Out of the 10.
Out of the 10 didn't even like send anything or didn't send anything that was actually bad basically, and yet they've been jailed for 8 years for conspiracy to cause grievous bodily
That
harm.
is insane.
Blah, 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 blah,
How
blah.
long? 8 years.
Yeah, seven of the 10 men were 17 years old at the time of the offenses. A key, yeah.
Wait, hang on. It's not even like a. There's people like committing murder that get flipping, get out in less time than that.
You know, there's a guy who raped and killed someone on a
Yes, that
bench, and
he
he,
orally raped her so hard that she got a heart attack, that
yeah,
one.
yep,
And he got 10
ten
years.
years, yeah.
10 years, and these kids are almost are the best part of a decade for sharing some lyrics and I'm sorry, but you know what? Like if your friend is murdered, right? You're gonna be angry and you have a right to be angry. And
To
of course there's gonna
vent
be
and that sort of
there's
thing.
gonna be times when you might make these kinds of threats, or you might use certain languages. My sister will take my top out of my wardrobe and I'll say, I'm going to kill you. Like, that doesn't mean I'm actually going to go and kill her. Like, if anything, that should be like a cry for help. That should be like a point of like, okay, cool, these kids need intervention. Like, they need help. Like, they're obviously going through something. They don't know how to process it. Secondly, on the topic of drill music, I understand a conversation needs to be had about the kind of violent nature of drill and whatever, and whether or not it does, there is a pipeline to, you know, children listening to that kind of music and then committing violence. But also, you can't, by the way, are they all like black boys?
Yeah, all of them. All
okay, the kind of massive elephant in the room that kind of like explains all of this is that they are young black boys, or like young adults, whatever. Drill is also, whatever, as violent as it is also heavily, heavily racialized. Because have you listened to some, like, death metal music?
Yeah.
Like, have you listened to some, like, heavy rock music? It's the same shit. Mm. They're also on there talking about slitting people's throats, school shootings, like, killing
really
people, like...
weird sexual.
Have you listened
things
to a single Eminem song? Like,
very true.
Like, it's insane. It's crazy.
Yeah, the majority of the messages were sent in an initial 24-hour period, and after less than a week, the chat fell silent. And
moreover,
nothing came from it.
Moreover, the number of group chat scandals arising out of universities. In my time at my university, there was one particular scandal of boys that were in my year group that literally the BBC made a documentary about it, and in that scandal, the boys were literally talking about, trigger warning, raping women in their flats, raping the women that they know. Where are their jail sentences?
I think that's the thing as well. It's like, if that amounts to a conspiracy, then like...
it's crazy. And I don't understand like what the state... because usually it's like they're trying to make an example out of something or whatever. But like in this instance, it's like, what did you say? In the initial 24-hour period?
Yeah, that's when the majority of the messages were sent. Yeah. But after a week, the chat was basically silent anyway. The four of the defendants were actually found guilty of conspiracy to murder and given sentences between 20 and 21 years.
That's insane.
A number of them...
people are getting genuinely less time for actual murder.
I know. A number of them had, like, offers to go and study at university, sort of thing.
Has anyone done any cross-referencing and actually gone to see, like, do they actually have a gun in their room? Like, have they actually gone and, like, picked up a machete from somewhere? Or, like, it's just the fact that they've simply said, I'm going to kill this person, or I'm going to harm this person, or shed some lyrics.
I think it is the latter. So in the sentencing remarks, the judge acknowledged that their participation in the chats had been brief, but said that the chat was an open discussion about obtaining weapons and targeting a number of victims.
But they haven't gone and done it. Like, it's not to say that that shouldn't be flagged. It's not to say that some kind of intervention wasn't needed. Obviously, the boys are in grief. Like, that is a cry for help. But to give them, like, huge sentences like that when they have not done anything is crazy.
Yeah. What you were saying, the prosecution's case involved demonstrating to the court that the 10 boys on trial were part of or associating with a gang called M40, named after the postcode of Moston, where they grew up, and drill music and lyrics were included as evidence.
Mianka has just told us, Mianka, who is in the legal world, has just told us that there are examples of people who have attempted murder, as in they've gone out and bought a gun, walked to the place where they were intending to kill people, and then at the last minute walked away and still not been sentenced. Meanwhile, these boys have simply kind of like shared something, I'm sure, in like grief.
Well, that's what MP Lucy Powell literally said in their defense. She said, this is literally them expressing their grief. That's what was happening.
Yeah.
And again, the fact that I don't know how old the person that Mianka's just said is, but these are literal teenagers.
Kids, yeah.
The reason also why I wanted to talk about it this week is because I think a couple of the appeals for Some of the 10 are taking place, I think, on the Thursday and Friday of this week, I want to say. Or at some point this week. I think by the time this goes out, we'll know the verdict, but obviously we're pre-recording this. But yeah, it's, I think it's still good that everyone is aware of this. And yeah, I think, like we said, DJ Samurai, who we met when we were working at Dialed In, he is part of this organization called Kids of Color, and they're doing a lot to mobilize people to support the Manchester 10. So highly recommend that people go and check out their organization for any information on the case and what you can do to help. But yeah, anyone got anything more positive to end the year on?
No, but I do need to run.
Right. Simran?
I would just say this year has been wild. Like, if you'd asked me a year ago if we were going to have like actual race riots and we'd be texting our family members like, stay safe, stay indoors, don't go out too late.
And it's like, it feels like a fever dream, isn't it? It feels like a fever dream, because what the hell happened with all of that?
We really moved past that really fast.
There was, it's like it never happened. There was no recourse. There was no reform on any level of government or society, nothing.
Like,
yeah.
And it, like, let's just hope that doesn't happen again. That's my positivity for the year ahead.
And on that note,
expect big things for 2025 from Manga Masala. That's what we can say.
If we are Manga Masala,
if we are Manga Masala,
At this rate, it's looking like, let's be honest. Like,
no.
Well, bring something to the table then, Simri.
We're gonna think of something. It will come to me. Like, I'm not gonna lie, it will just come to me. Like, in life,
we need to schedule a Q4 meeting. Fucking hell, these meetings. It just goes to show how fast time goes. The fact that these meetings are just coming around like that. Flipping out. Maybe we'll do it in the new year.
Well, yeah, I think we will.
Yeah.
Right.
Cool. Bye, everyone.
Thank you, everyone. We'll see you for season 5.